Mishnayis Eidavin Perik Vov has learned the Lunishmas to benefit the soul of Sarelke Basneir Zalman Menachemend, who passed away in Achron Shal Pesach Ha'alof and Tovshin Ayin. Mishnayis has learned Petir Shnas Havelus Tehej Nishmas Atzur Rebetzur Rechai. Perik Vov Mishnah Aleph Hador Imeinu Yisrael B'chotzer. When a Jew lives together with a non-Jew in the same courtyard, or he lives with in the courtyard with somebody who does not agree, does not believe in the Erev, meaning even if he's Jewish, but he doesn't believe in the Erev. He makes it prohibited for him, so the non-Jew or the person who doesn't believe in the Erev prohibits the Jew not to be allowed to carry from his house into the a courtyard, unless the Jew rents from the non-Jew the rights that he has to the courtyard. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says, La'olam eina oiser, a non-Jew does not prohibit on a non-Jew that lives with him in the yard, ad sheyiyu shnei Yisraelim oisrim zeh al zeh, unless in the yard there are two Jews, that they prohibit one on the other, and they provide between themselves an Erev, so then the non-Jew who also lives there, he would prohibit on them, and they have to rent from him. Says the Bar Tanura, Hador, one who lives and either with a non-Jew in the yard, or Mishayna Meidah Be'erev, or somebody who doesn't agree to the laws of Erev, which is a Kusi, that's a Jewish person who doesn't believe in the sages, in their institutions, Harizay said Olof. So he prohibits on the Jew the Taltal Mibesi Lechotzer to carry from his home into the yard, Achi Yaskin Mimendu Rishus Yesh LeBechotzer, until he rents from the non-Jew his rights that he has to the Chotzer. So it becomes like the Chotzer only of the Yid, and then the Yid can carry from his house into the Chotzer, from the Chotzer into the house. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that La'ilam ena oiser achiyu shnei Yisraelim, that he would not aser unless there are two Yisrael. Says the Bar Tanura, Bein letana kama, whether it's according to the first opinion, Bein le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, whether it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Diras eved gelulim loy ho yoshma dira, that really it would not be called a dira, a house. Ubedin hu, and by right would be shalei teser. It should not prohibit the yid from carrying. Elo the gozer rabbanon be mehem. But in those days the chachamim decreed kedei shalei yoder, that it should aser kedei shalei yoder Yisrael im hayved gilulim, so that the Jew should not live with the non-Jew, shalei yilmad mamaisa, not to learn from his actions. So Tana kama sova, the first opinion holds af al gav the hayved gilulim. That although at those days that Ovid Gilulim was suspected of Shvichas Damim in those days, of murder in those days, and it was prohibited for a Yisrael to be alone with him. Zimnin the Mikra V'dayr Yisrael im Ovid Gilulim. Sometimes it'll happen that he will live a Yisrael together with the Ovid Gilulim. So then Rabbanan said, "Ein Erev Moil B'Mokim Oyved Gilulim," that an Erev doesn't help in a place where there's an Oyved Gilulim. "Ein Bitl Rishus Moil B'Mokim Oyved Gilulim," and giving up the rights does not help in a place where there's an Oyved Gilulim. Achi Yaskir, until he's going to rent it out to him. "Oyved Gilulim Lo Yaskir." But the gloom is not going to willingly going to rent it out, his rishus, to the yid who hayachayish lichshofim, because he would suspect sorcery. The yid is doing some sorcery there. So make it inconvenient. He won't live with the non-Jew. The ma'aseh won't learn from his action. So this is according to both everyone. But Elazar ben Yaakov Sovar, Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Kivan David Gilulim Hoya Bimei Rabbanon Choshed Shvichas Damim. Since David Gilulim, in the days of the Chachamim, he was suspected for Shvichas Damim. So Trei Dishkiche, the Daire, So two people that it's common that they live gozru b'hurabonon. Over there, in that case, the chomer gozer not to have to live with a goy. Chad, but if there's just one person, the leishkicha the dayer, who is not common to live, she'osu l'syached im ha'evid galulim, because it is prohibited to be miyached with galulim, the gozru b'hurabonon, the chachamim did not make a decree that you cannot lo yaskir, and that you cannot that he's going to answer lo gozru b'hurabonon. And therefore, if there is only one Yisrael, the Eved Gilulim doesn't aser the Chotzer, he can carry in and carry out, because it's Leishkicha the Dairi, and only if there is two, that's when you need to rent from the Eved Gilulim. V'halocha ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the locha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, says the Bar Tanura, v'soichrin min ha'Eved Gilulim, and you can rent from the Eved Gilulim, from the non-Jew, afilu bepachus mishava pruta, even for less than the value of a pruta, afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. Afal pi she'ein ha'eved gilulim mevatel reshusay, even though the gilulim does not give up his reshus, achi yiskerimani Yisrael, until the yid rents from him, nevertheless, yochel levatel reshus, afilu b'shabbos. So he's able to even on Shabbos. By an Eved Gilulim, we're saying that Bitl Rishus doesn't help, as the Bartanur brought down before. By an Eved Gilulim, it has to be Yaskir, and therefore he would aser if you're not Maskid Rishus. But Yisrael, Achi Yisker Memenu. But nevertheless, by Yisrael, if there's two Yisraelim that live in the Chotzer, and like this, so they would ask for each other to carry there, Yochel Levatel Rishus, you can be Levatel Rishus, you don't need a Schiris, you can be Levatel Rishus. Mafil B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos you can do that. How you Levatel Rishus, v'hu, and the way to do it is, Sheyemer L'Chaberei, when he says to his friend, K'sheloy Arvu, when they didn't make an Erev, if they make an Erev is not a problem, but if they didn't make, when they didn't make an Erev, so he tells him, Rishusi Mevutel Aslach, my rights is Mevutel to you. V'yehu Aser L'Taltel B'Chotzer, so he is prohibited to carry in the Chotzer because he doesn't have any rights in the Chotzer. V'chaveri Mutter, and his friend will be permissible. V'im Yirtzu, and if they wish, Achash Hishnu Chaveri L'Taltel, after his friend finished carrying the Chotzer, Masha Tzorech Loi that he needed, Yochel Chaveri L'Achzer L'Vatel Rishus, so his friend can go back and now Mevatel his Rishus. V'yehu Mutter, then he will be permitted to carry. The Chaveri Osur, and then his friend will be Osur at that time because he was mevatel to him the Rishus on the other direction. Mishnah base. Amar Rabban Gamliel, says Rabban Gamliel, Maise Bitzduki Echod. The story with a tzeduki. So we'll see in the Bar Tanura that the tzeduki, this is something missing in the missionary, but Rabbi Gamliel was saying that there was a tzeduki who he treated like a, didn't like a regular yid. So the Maise Bitzduki Echod, it was a tzeduki, so Yedoni Mono B'movu Yerushalayim. So he lived with us, the tzeduki was an unbeliever who lived with us in the same street in Yerushalayim. And we all placed a native. And the tzeduki, he gave up his rights that he has in the street. He was mevatel his rishus. And because he's treated like a yid, he can be mevatel rishus, as we said before, that only a goy need dafke schiris, but a tzeduki, a yid, can be mevatel rishus. So our father told us, go quickly and carry out everything you need into the street, before the tzeduki is going to carry out from his house into the street, because if he goes and carries out, he's going to take back the portion that he has in the street. So he's going to be mevatel his bittel. and then he will prohibit you from carrying anymore. Because if he goes out and he carries now, he shows that that is mevatel the reshus. His reshus wasn't a good bittul. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds that an apikeres, this seduki, has really a halacha like a goy. And therefore, the father said it differently. He said it in a different language. Go quickly and do your what you need in the street out of Shabbos, that he was telling to do it before Shabbos. Actually, means before the day goes out, before it becomes Shabbos. Because if it will become Shabbos, so then this tzeduki will prohibit on you, because he has a din like an eved gilulim, and an eved gilulim that is, unless you're seicher from him, would prohibit for the rest of the people. Says the Bartanura, there was a story with Zduki. He says Bartanura, mas nisin chasuri mechasra, our Mishnah is mlaki, vachakoma. And so we say, Tzeduki, there's a machlokes for Tzeduki, how do you eved gilulim? That a Tzeduki is considered like a eved gilulim, like a non-Jew, and therefore the only way to allow to carry with him there would be by schiris. But I'm going to he says he's not like a non-Jew, but he's treated like a yid, and therefore he can be battled in the shoes. Then the Gemara brings a story from the Tzeduki. Abba and our father told us, go quickly and do your needs on Shabbos, actually, before the Tzeduki is going to go take out. Yes, and he's going to prohibit a new Shema Mino. So from here we see the Yisroel, that he's like treated like a Yisroel. And he can give up his reshus. B'meila, you can carry in the mavui. But because one who did mevatel reshus v'chazar v'hoitzi, and then he goes and takes out. So v'chazar v'hoitzi bein b'shegig bein b'meizid, whether he carries out, whether accidentally or intentionally, oyser, he would prohibit. So being when he mevatel reshus and then he goes and carries out, he's being mevatel his bittel. It'll come on, as we'll see later on. Shemachi, kamar Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. Maru v'asu tzarcheichem, quickly go ahead and do your needs. Asher lo yetzi hu keilav l'chatzar, before he takes out his vessels to the yard, v'yachzer v'yizke b'reshusei, and then he's going to go back and he's going to merit his own rights, shebitl that he was mevatel, v'yasser aleichem, and he's going to prohibit on you. Avali k'evet gilulim hu, but if it's like an evet gilulim, and the way David Gilulim can be mevatel is only by renting it. He cannot just with words. How would he be able to prohibit them? Once he rented to them and he took money, then it's theirs. He has no right. He cannot be mevatel his reshus. He cannot take back his reshus, and they wouldn't ask of them. So that was the proof that it has a din. That's why they brought a proof for Rabbi Gamliel that he was on. That he was a tzeduki, that he was treated like a Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he says, no, loikach omer Rabbi Gamliel. That's not really what Rabbi Gamliel said. The loilom tzeduki aru kevet gilulim. Really, a tzeduki is treated like a non-Jew. Svirulei the Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Gamliel holds. And that story that you bring is not approved. This is what Rabbi Gamliel is telling them. Maru basu tzerchechem be'erev Shabbos. Go quickly and do your needs before on erev Shabbos. Before it gets dark. So he tells them to do it on Erev Shabbos before it gets dark. He wasn't saying before he takes out his kelos, like you said. He was saying before the day goes out, before the Friday goes out, then he's going to prohibit on you. What is the ruling? The halacha is Shakol Yisrael Shemchal Shabbos Mefarhesia, that any yid that is desecrates the Shabbos publicly, Harihu Kevin Gilulim, is treated like a Nevet Gilulim, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Imoi, and you do not make an Eidav with him, Ve'einoi Mevatel Rishus, and he cannot give up his property, Ela Seichri Mimenu. But you hire from him, just as you would hire your rent, and you know how you rent from him his rights, just as you would rent from Minayim to Gilulim, from Deirdim to Gilulim. V'amishamer Shabbos b'farhesia, but one who keeps Shabbos publicly, Aval pisha pami machal loisa, although sometimes he desecrates it, b'tzina, in a quiet way. V'ein amoydir b'tzedes eruf, he doesn't agree in the laws of eruf. Kigoyin ha-tzedukim b'zman hazeh, like the tzedukim in nowadays, shemishamerim Shabbos, they keep the Shabbos, v'ein amoydir b'tzedes eruf, they don't agree in tzedes eruf. Harizeh ein ma'arvin imay, so then you don't make an Erev with them. Aval yochel levatel rishus, but he can be giving up his rishus, vein tzorich liskir memenu, and you don't have to rent from him the place. But v'hu shlayiyah eved avedis kechavim, provided, conditional that he doesn't worship idols, that would make him a status like a goy, and would have to only rent from him the place. Mishnah Gimel. Anshei chotzer sheshokach echod mehem v'le'irov. People that live in a courtyard, and each one participated with the Erev, but one forgot to give, didn't give to the Erev. So then the person that forgot to make the Erev says to the other ones, I give you away my portion that I have in the yard. So then it turns out that the entire yard only belongs to the other people, and only the house belongs to him. So therefore, based also malachnas malhoitzi loy v'lohem. So you're not allowed to carry from his house into the yard, and not to carry from the yard into his house. Neither he nor them. But v'shalahem, and their houses mutarim loy v'lohem. They are permitted that they can carry out from their houses into the yard and carry in from the house, from the yard into the houses. Nosnu loy rishusom, if they gave their rights to the yard to him, who mutar, then he's permitted to take out from his house into the yard, and from the yard into the house, v'masurim, and they are prohibited to carry even from his house to the yard, and from the yard into the house. How yishnayi, if there were two people that forgot to give to the Erev, for the Erev, and the people of the yard gave their portion that they have to both of them, isim zel zeh. So these two prohibit one on the other. She'echad neisen rishus v'neitel rishus, because one person can give right to the people from the yard, and can also take permission from the people of the yard, and if they give it to him. But shnayim, but if it's two, neisen rishus, two people can give away their rights to the people of the yard, but v'neitel rishus, they cannot take the right from the people of the yard that they give to them, because they would be prohibiting one another. That's the Bar Tanura. The people of a yard, that one of them forgot and didn't make the Erev. So then we say, says the Bar Tanura, that Beisei also lahachnis ulahoitzi. So from his house, mi Beisei lechotzer, from his house to the yard, bein hu, bein anshi hachotzer, whether him or the people of the yard, cannot carry out from his house to the yard. Okay, going. We're talking by example, Shebitul Lehem Rishus Chatzede, that he gave up to them the rights to his yards. Koloimar, to say, Achei Lekshiyesh Loi Imohem Bechotzer, the part that he has with them in the yard, Veloi Bitul Lehem Beiser, but he did not give up to them the rights to his house. The Sovar Haitana, for this Tana holds, Mashe Bittel Bittel, the parts that he was Mevatel, that the Chotzer is Mevatel, Umashe Loi Bittel, what he didn't Mevatel, the house that he did not give up, Loi Bittel, he did not give up. Hilchach, Hava Loi Beise, Rishus Edidei, so his house becomes his, remains his Rishus, the Chotzer Rishus Edidehu, and that's their Rishus. You can't carry from his Rishus into the Rishus of the Shofim in the Chotzer. But v'shalohem, but their homes, batim shalohem, mutarim lahitzim hem l'chotzer, that you're permitted to carry out into the yard, bein hu, bein hei. This person who doesn't have a right to the chotzer, or the other people who made the Erev, da batim shalohem, v'chotzer rishus achazi. Because their home and their yard is one rishus, because they made an Erev, and they're all together. V'hu, and him, so why is he allowed to carry from their reshusas to the yard. He didn't make an erev, but having erech kabayu. But relative to them, to their reshus and their yards, that he's given up his yard to them, he's considered relative to them erech kabayu, like a guest for them. She'elech metaltel b'shus achshan shalei. A guest can carry in the property of his host. But what happens if nosnu loy heim b'shus chaseidom? If they gave him the reshus of their yard, who mutalayt from beis lachotzer? So he's allowed to carry from his house to the yard. Shakel reshus, everything is his reshus. The whole yard is his reshus, and the house is his reshus. V'hein asurin, and they're prohibited to feel the tautel from beis lachotzer. Even to carry from his house to the yard, they are prohibited. B'le'havi orchim gabei. And they cannot be considered like erchim by him, and they an erich can carry from in the reshus of the balabais. The chad legabe rabim havi erich, because one relative to many is considered a guest, but the rabim legabe yochid lave erchim, but the many relative to the one are not considered erchim. What happens hoyu shnayim if there were two people? Shnayim shle iru, two people didn't make an erich. Ushar bnei chotzer bitul lehem reshusam. And the other ones gave up their reshus for them, so that won't help. Shneim eisrim ze al ze. So these two prohibit one or the other. Mipnei shachotzer yishel shneim. The chotzer belongs to both. Ba'botim yichodim, and the botim are designated kobayis lebal of each house for its owners. Ve'ein moitzi mirshus amichadis loy, and you're not allowed to carry from a reshus which is designated just for you, the reshus shleiv shel chaveri, to his and the friend. And even if later on he went, one of them, and is mevatel his reshus to the chotzer, to his friend, that won't help. Since at the time that the bnei chotzer were mevatel their rights, reshusam, their rights to the chotzer, that had made native, they were prohibiting one on the other at the time of the bittul they were prohibiting. Ishtakach, then it turns out the bittul kamoi, that the first bittul of the rabbim loy mahani doesn't know. Chiyodem mevatel, and then when he's mevatel now, the one partner, the one that's left in the chotzer, lemotzi lachnu yirishus, did who he cannot be koine the rishus dolei kanya, because he wasn't koine yet. So Hilkach, therefore, Bnei Chotzer, the people of a courtyard, Kutzosom Irvu, some of them have participated in the Erev, Kutzosom Lo Irvu, and some didn't. Oysom Shalo Irvu, those who did not make an Erev, Mevatlin Rishusom Lo Oysom Shairvu, they can give up their rights to those that made Erev, but the Ein Oysom Shairvu, but those who made the Erev cannot be Mevatl Rishusom, their Rishus Lo Oysom Shalo Irvu, to those who did not make the Erev. The Asriya Adodi, because these two would prohibit each other, Kedamorn, as we said. One who does give up his rights to the yard, to the people of the yard, Tzorich Sheyufarish, he has to articulate, say, Mefarish, Shebefarish, Vatel Lekol Echad Echad, that he is being Mevatel Rishus to each and every one of them. Mishnah Dalet, Ma'im Asenayisnin Rishus. From what point to the one who gives a right, who didn't make the Erev, give his rights to the property? Mishamai, Emri Mishamai, Semri Beidyoim, while it's still daytime on Friday, before Shabbos. And Basila Lemri, Basila will say that Mishachashecha, even when it's dark already, when it's Shabbos, you can also give away your property. Mishnosan Rishus, somebody who gave away his rights. Vahoitz, and then he carries out items from his house into the portion that he has in the yard. So he gave away his rights to the yard, but then he did carry out. Bein b'sheigeg, whether he forgot that he gave away his rights, bein b'mezit, whether he carried out intentionally because he wants to take play back his rights, he wants to use his rights in the yard. Harezayisim, then he prohibits on the people of the yards. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, b'mezit oisim, if he take it out intentionally in order to take back his rights, back his property, his rights to the property, then he will prohibit on the people of the yard from carrying any further. But if he carried out accidentally because he forgot, then he would not prohibit for the people of the yard and continue carrying, because it's not considered that he took back his rights that he's given them. Mishnah Dalet Bartanura says the Bartanura Bishama Emrim, that when do you give the rights? When do you mavatl your shus mebe yer? The Sofar, because he holds, by Shammai hold, the Sviru, they hold, Bitl Rishus, Makna Rishusuhu, that giving up your rights, that means that you are acquisitioning, you're giving over your property, Umakna Rishusuhu Bishabbos also, and you're prohibited from giving anybody, making anybody, giving away, being Makna, accusing somebody else with your property on Shabbos. Even you can do it, give away the rishus even after dark. Savri, they hold that bitl, giving up the rights, lava knu rishusehu, that's not giving away, being makna your property, at least alukim rishusa. You're just removing yourself from your property. And to remove yourself from your property on Shabbos is okay. That is okay to Shabbos. And the Braise, they explain that in everywhere we say kivon shenesa lemikzas Shabbos, one that it was prohibited for part of the Shabbos, nesa lekula, it was prohibited for all, with the exception when one gives up his rights. So in the beginning of the Shabbos, before he gave up the rights, they were not permitted to carry from their houses to the yard. But once he gives up his right, then already in the middle of the Shabbos, it is permissible. And that's why that's the exception. Vatla Bishus is exception of all things that were also mixed in Shabbos or also Lekula. Mi Shenosan Rishus Eveitzi, one who gave his rights to the yard, and then he goes out and he carries Shechos Zarvenish Tamesh Birishus Shobitel. Then he goes back and he uses that right that he has given up. So we have a machloikis. According to the Meir, Echad Shekiv, Echad Mezit, whether he did it accidentally or he did it intentionally, the Kornis Shekiv Otu Mezit, because he punishes the accidental because of the one who does it intentionally, so that if we're going to allow or to make sure that it's going to be a Shekiv, but only if he did it with Mezid, he was Mevatl. But if he did it with Shegeg, he is not Mevatl. Mishnahei, Balabai is Shoy Yeshut of the Shechenev, a owner who was a partner with his neighbors. He had a partnership with his neighbors. Lezebi Yayin, with one neighbor, he was a partner in wine. Ulazebiyayin with another neighbor, he was also a partner in wine. And this wine are all in one vessel. Einam tzrichim la'arev, they don't have to make an erev. Ulazebiyayin ulazebashemen, but with one he has a partnership in wine, the other one he has a partnership with oil. Tzrichim la'arev, then they have to make a separate erev. Rav Shimon says, echad zeh v'echad zeh. Whether he's a partner, that even if one is a partner with wine, the other one is a partner with oil, then they don't have to make an erev. That's the Bartanura, that a balabais is a show shutav im shchenev, that he's a partner with his neighbor shebemavui. But the partnership is l'shem shutav ba'alma, that's just for the purpose of partnership. They didn't make it for an erev, but they just have a partnership, they're doing business together. Ein sorach l'arev, then it doesn't have to make an erev. They should all be partners, and the partnership is in one vessel, so that the wine is lying in one barrel. And it's only the partnership of streets can be done with wine, as we learned in the Mishnah, that you can make the shetufim mevois, you can do with everything, with wine. Aval edu v'chatzedes, but the edem of the yard, in ma'arvin ele v'paz, we can only make an edem only with bread. The edem mishum dirahu, because the edem means is because the person lives there. When you collect the bread, you collect the item, that means that he lives there. V'dira shel odom ein libo nimsha. So it's as if all the people living in the place where the food is, with the dira. V'dira shel odom ein libo nimsha. And for dwelling place of a person's heart is not draw elo bepas only by bread. V'im shitav shitufe mevoyes v'pas, if he makes the partnership and gets the combination of all the people in the mavui together through bread, kol shkei d'choshev tvei. That is, of course, that it's even more better, that it's more important. V'seim kon al oyser shituf shel pas, and you can rely on that partnership of bread, b'mokim eruv, in a place of an eruv, v'ein tzorich la'arev eruv chatzedes. And then you don't have to make an eruv chatzedes. So if everybody participated, if all the yards of the people that live in the yards participated in the muvois, so then it helps even for the chatzedes too. You don't have to make eruv chatzedes. But if the shittuf mevoyes was done through wine or other matters, then tzrichim la'arev eruv chatzedes. Then they have to make an eruv chatzedes. And we don't rely on the partnership of the because then when they used wine or other matters, so even though they're all together in the shmuvois, it doesn't help. Still have to make chaseris, so that the children shouldn't forget the laws of eruv, that it needs actually that it needs bread, that it needs pass. So Rav Shimon Eimer, so Rav Shimon says that no, it doesn't, that you don't need to all have, if one partnership is with wine and one is with oil, that would be okay. But the Rav Nur says, Ve'in halocha k'Rabbi Shimon, the halocha is not like Rabbi Shimon, and you need, in order to not have a to have the shutvas, they all have to be in the same, either in the oil or in the wine. And again, as the Bat Nur says here, that shitufim mevoyes, if it was done with the wine or the oil, would not exempt them from the eruv chatzedes. Only if that shitufim mevoyes was done with bread would it exempt them. Says the Mishnah Vav, Chomesh Chaburis, if there were five groups of people, Sheshavsu B'traklin Echad, that they were spending Shabbos in one huge house, a traklin, a palace, and inside there is like five separate rooms. And then the rooms are not up to the ceiling, and each one of the rooms has an opening to the yard. And then further in this yard itself, there were other houses that were opened in there with other people. So B'Shamay, Eimin B'Shamay says, Eiru l'kol chabura v'chabura, that every group separately has to give bread, participate with the Eiruv to the Eiruv. B'Shilal, Eimin B'Shilal says, Eiruv echod l'kulam, that all five groups together that live in this traklin now, that are this palace, give one piece of bread for the Eiruv. Umaydim and Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, Bizman shemikzosim shruim b'chadorim, that if some of the people from the yard live in the rooms, and the walls of the rooms are up to the ceiling, oy ba'aliyas, or they live in the upper houses, shem tzrichan eir l'kol chabura chabura, then that every group needs to give its own eruv, has to give its own piece of bread for the eruv. Says the Bar Tanura, if you have five groups that are spending Shabbos b'traklin echad, traklin, that's bayis gadol, it's a large room, large house, v'rochav, and a wide one. Moshe Melochim, it's a place where kings sit. V'cholku l'chamisha, they split it into five. V'kulam yeslam pesach min ha-traklin l'chotzer. Each of these five have an opening to the from the traklin, from this great room to the yard. U'tzrichim la'arim m'sham ne'achotzer, and they need to make an eruv the other people of the yard. V'shamay yamin v'shamay says, v'shusem chalukim, that they have separate properties. We need that each group and group to give some bread for the mixing of the chatzar to making it an erev. Vesila says, "Ein mechitza zu chiluk rishus." This separation of the walls is not considered a separate property, and it's all one house, and therefore they all bring one piece of bread. When they separated the palace to partitions, large partitions that reach up to the ceiling, there is no disagreement that it's considered a separate property. That would be as if they are staying in rooms and in attics. Kipligi, when is the machlokes, when is the disagreement in Misham Bezilil? The cholku b'mechitzas nemuches, they split it with short walls. She'ino magiz latikra, don't reach to the ceiling. B'shamay sovri, b'shamay hold mechitzah kazu havechiluk reshus. Such a kind of a partition is considered a partition of the property, and they need a separate data. B'silu sovri, b'silu hold lehavechiluk reshus. That's not a separate reshus. As the Mishnah continues, if they're in separate rooms or in separate attics, then there's no question that they would need, each one would be a separate area apart from himself. It's a separate place. Mishnah Zayin. If brothers that they were eating by their father's table, or each one would take from the father's table to his own house, they all live in the same yard. Or the same thing, if there were workers that were partners, they're all working by the same owner, and they all eat by the owner's table, or each one takes the owner's table to his house, and they all live in the house. So what happens is they're eating at the father's table, and he's sharing b'tayim, but they sleep in their own homes, and then there's other people that live in the yard also. So tzrichim erev l'kol echad ve'echad. So, if they want to make an erev together with the people of the yard, so each one has to give its own erev. Lefikach, therefore, im echad mehem shekhech mehem le'erev. If one of them forgot and didn't give for the erev, mevatlas rishusay, he has to give away his property to the people of the yard. A mosai. When does he have to give to the Erev? If they place the Erev in a house of the other people that live there. If the Erev from the whole house comes to their father or to their owner of this workers, or there is no other people that live in the yard with the father, or with their worker, the owner who hires the workers, then they don't have to give to the Erev. Says the Bar Tanura, Achim Vashutofim, brothers and partners. Hachikomar. This is what the Brais is, the Mishnah is saying. Achim, whether it's brothers, Hoilchim, Al Shulchan Avim, they're eating at their father's tables, or Vashutofim, or partners, Hoilchim, Al Shulchan Echad, they're eating at one table. Vahoilchim, Al Shulchan Avim, Lavdavke, doesn't mean that they have to actually eat at their father's tables. The same thing would be, it's basically that they take the food from their father's home. Each one eats in his own house. Likewise, the partners, they do work by the balabais in partnership. And they take their food from the owner. They take it in their house. And they sleep in their own house. V'heim, v'aviyam, they and their fathers, v'achirim, dorim v'chatzir echad. They, their father, and others live in the same yard. And then they want to make an erev, tzrichim erev v'kol echad v'echad, imreitzim la'arev mashi chatzirim. If they want to make an erev together, the people of the yard, they have to take from each one of them. And one of them forgets, didn't make an erev, then it's mevatel es reshus, so then he has to give up the rights to his reshus. So he says, "A mosai bisman shemalichin aseruva b'mokem echad." That means, so gvatenuda lesitay, that they're going to place the eruv, the bread that they collected from all the people, to give it laechod mibotei shar bnei achotzer. They're going to put it in one of the houses of the other people of the yard. The hoyil behuska kula arev, since they were required to make a native. Ushar the Yurim Asriin, who and the other dwellers prohibited them. So Asri are also Inunami Asri, they're also prohibited. Utsrichim Kulum Litin Pas Be'eruv, and they all would have to give bread for the Eruv. Hoyil V'chalukim the Yurim Balaylo, since at Belina, since the dwelling places are separated by sleeping. And they don't actually eat on the father's table, but everyone is taking his support, his food, and he eats in his home. Which means kol achotzer. But if the erev, the entire chotzer, comes to the beis avim, to the father's house, shlohuskiku lariv leiru shabibayis, shlohuskiku lariv. So that means that they don't have to give the Erev. Because the home that they place the Erev doesn't have to give any bread. That's the place where they're all Mu'urav. That's the place they're coming to. Or there is no other people living there. So they would not require them to make a native. Then they don't have to make a native. They are similar to being the only ones. Mishnah Ches. If you have 5 yards that are open one to the other, and they're open to the street, if the people of each of the yards placed an Erev in the yard, so they made all the yards shitufe erev chatzeres, but the people of the street did not make a partnership in the erev mutarim bechatzeres. So these people from each of the yards are allowed to carry in the yard, but they are not permitted to carry into the street. But if the people from the street made an erev together, besides the Erev from the yard, mutarim kam vekam, so they're permitted to carry here and there into the yard and from the yard into the street. Irvu bechatzeres v'nishtatvu b'mavui, if the every yard made an Erev and the people of the street also made an Erev, v'shachach echad m'nechotzer v'le'irev, and one of the people of the yard forgot and did not participate in the Erev of the yard, and he did give for the Erev for Shetuvim Mavois, for the street, Mutorim Kan V'Kan, so then you can carry in both places, in the yard and from the yard into the street, Mibnei Mavui V'Loi Nishtatev, if one of the people forgot to give to the Erev of the street, but he did give to the yard, Mutorim B'Chatzeres, so then they're permitted to carry in the yards, but they're not permitted to carry in the from the yards into the street. Because the yard, the street for the yards is just like the yard for the homes. So just you're not allowed to carry from the house into the yard without a native, so you're not allowed to carry from the yard into the street without a native. Says the Bartanura, if you have 5 yards, chomesh chatzeres psuchas zulazu, open to one another, and also psuchas lemavi, and also open to the street. Says the Bartanura, the Gemara muchach, that in the Gemara it's evidence, the leitanina b'masnisim, that we don't learn in the Mishnah psuchas zulazu, that they're open one to another. From the Kaimelon, because we know the halacha is she'ein mavi niter belechi ekeira, that the mavi, the street, cannot be permitted either by the standing post or the beam across, until the houses and yards are opened into the mavi kulaymar. That means to say that shnei batim psuchim lechol chatzer, that you have two houses open to each yard, ushtei chatzeres, and 2 yards psuchas lamavi are open to the street. Bahanach, and these kiv on the kulon psuchizulazu, since they're all open to one another, umarvis yachad, and they make an erev together, so derech pischeim chodachoshilu, that would be considered one door, one war, leitaninon, but we don't learn this alachomish chatzeres psuchis lamavi. We learn that the five
yards are open to the Mavi. So Irv Chatzeres, so the yards were Ma'arev Kol Achas La'atzma. So it's not that all the 5 yards together, because as the Bartanu just pointed out, so what means Irvu HaChatzeres, each one has their own Erev. The Chatzeres, each one by themselves, make an Erev from their own Chatzer. So then, but they didn't participate in the Mavui, the Chatzeres, Mutarim B'Chatzeres, so then Mutarim Kol B'nei Chatzer La'atzmam, each one is, the yard is permitted for their own place, for their own Chatzer La'asurim B'Mavui, and you are prohibited Mavui. The Ein Semchun Al Erev, you cannot rely on the Erev Chatzeres in the place where you need a Shittuf and Mavois. Says Bartanura, if they also participated in the Mavui, after they made Erev Chatzeres, they also made Shittuf and Mavois, they're permitted in both places. What happens? V'shachach echad b'nei chatzer v'lo Erev. And one of the people of the Chatzar did not make an Erev b'chatzar l'hatir chatzarev to permit his yard. But he did have a part in the shituf of the mavois. Mutarim kan v'kan. So they're permitted here and here. The time of my in semchim al shituf b'mokam Erev, the reason why we don't rely on the shituf where there is an Erev instead of the Erev. Why don't we just rely on the shituf mavois and not have the Erev altogether? Because they're all participants in one, they all are in one, one, they're all living together, all the Chatzeres together. The whole reason is, so that the laws of Erev should not be forgotten from the children. Here, in the situation that the majority of the people of the yard did make the Erev, so therefore, one of them forgot and didn't make an Erev. The third laws of Erev will not be forgotten, and therefore it's okay. But what happens that they didn't make an Erev in the one of them didn't participate in the Mavui? Shamavui lechatzedes kichotzer lebatim kishem shasur lohitzi mibatim lechotzer. Just like it's permitted to take out from the houses to the yard, it's also not allowed to take out the chotzer to the mavi without shituf. And don't say that they're not similar. The bayis v'chotzer zu rishus yochid v'zu rishus rabim, because the bayis in the chotzer is private, and that's rishus rabim. So maybe that's why it's different. So bayis is a rishus yochid rishus rabim, and that's why you need an erev there. Avol chotzer mavui shnei rishus rabim. They're both used by the public. Still, it tells you no. Then, therefore, if you didn't make the participation of the mavui, then you would not be allowed to carry only in the chatzeres, but not from the chatzeres into the mavui. Mishnah test. Shtei chatzeres zu lifnim zu. You have 2 yards, one inside of the other one. So the inside yard is open to the outer one, and the outer one is open to the street. Irva pnimis, if the people from the inside yard place their erev, v'lo irva chitzoyna, and the people from the outer yard did not make an erev, hapnimis muteres, the people from the inside yard are permitted to carry in their yard, v'chitzoyna asura, and the people from the outer yard are not permitted to carry in their yard. Hachitzoyno, if the people of the outer yard made an Erev, v'loya pnimis, but the people from the inside yard did not make an Erev, shtei masuris, they are both yards are prohibited to carry. Ir vazula atzma vazula atzma, if the inside yard made an Erev for themselves, and the outer yard made an Erev for themselves, zu mutarib fin atzma, that the people from the outer yard can carry in their own yard, vazu mutarib fin atzma, and the people from the outer yard can carry in their yard. Rabbi Akiva is rachitzayin. Rabbi Akiva says that the outer one is prohibited. Shedrisa seregel isrosa, the stepping of the feet that the people from the inside yard need to go through the outer one, that prohibits the people from the outer yard, that they should not be allowed to carry but in their yard.
The Chachamim say that ein drisa regla isrosa, that the passing through from the inside yard does not prohibit on the outer ones. Says the Bartanura, if you have 2 yards zu lifnim zu, pnim is psucha lichitzoyne, the inner one is open to the outer one, lichitzoyne, and the outer one is lushus rab to the public area. Udrisas regla shel pnim is alachitzoyne, and the stepping of the foot, meaning the way the inner one shel pnim is, the way the inner one gets to the lushus rab, is alachitzoyne, is through the outer one, lots is lushus rab, go to lushus rab. So that means the inner one has to walk through the outer one in order to get to the Rishus Rab. So if the inner one made an Erev Ba'atzma by itself, the Taltal Bechatzera, to carry in its yard, so then the inside will be Mutar, the Chatzera will be Osir. If the Chatzera and not the Pnimis, he says they are both Osir, Shtei and Asuras. Shtei and Asuras, says the Bartanura, the Havi Pnimi is Ba'atzma, because the Pnimi is itself Regel Ha'asura Bimkoinoi, because they by themselves, they are not permitted to go and carry in its place, in their own yard, because they didn't make an Eir of the inner one. Shari Lo Yirva La'atzma, for they did not make an Eir for themselves. And therefore, Va'iseres Bidrisas Raglo, and therefore they would prohibit with their stepping of their feet, Bidris Raglaha, with the stepping of their feet, of her feet, of the inner one, Alachitzoyne, on the outer one. And that's why they're both the Asur. So what happens if they each one made their own Eder by themselves? Zulatzmo, Irva Zula Zulatzmo, so says the Tanakama says, Zumutaras Bifne Atzmo, Vazumutaras Le Atzmo. The regel hamuteres b'mekoyimam, since they are permitted in their own place because the inner one made their own erev, eina iseres, it would not prohibit on the outer one, even though it is going through the outer one, they don't aser it. That's the opinion of Tanakama. But Rabbi Akiva prohibits the kosaver, because he holds of regel hamuteres iseres kishelo irvasham, that also a regel that is permissible in its own erev can still prohibit the other area from the other people, and therefore the outer ones will not be able to carry over there. The area is no good. V'chachamim emrim, and the chachamim say, ein dris regel isrosom. Like the Bartanur de Kosavri, they hold afilu regel ha'asura b'mekoymam, even if a regel asura b'mekoymam. So they're saying more than the Tanakama. Even if the regel should be asura b'mekoymam, going shelo irva ha'pnimis la'atzmo, like when the inner one did not make an eir for himself, still eina iseres alachitzoina, it does not aser on the outer one. V'halocha ketanakama, the halocha remains like the first tana, that if the inner one made an eiriv and the outer one made an eiriv, so then the inner one does not aser the outer one, and they can all carry. And if the inner one did not make an Eidav, then you are not permitted, anyone would aser on the outer one. So I mean that if the inner one made the Eidav, then it would be, both each one made their own Eidav, they would be permissible. But if they didn't make an Eidav, the inner one, they would aser, because it does aser if it's not regular muteres b'mekoyman. It has to be regular muteres b'mekoyman. Mishnah Yud, Shoch Adechad Menachitzoino Velo Erev. If one of the outer one forgot and did not participate in the Erev, Hapnimis Muteres, so the people from the inside yard are permitted to carry in their yard, Vachitzoino Asura, and the people of the outer yard are not permitted to carry in their yard. Min Hapnimis Velo Erev, but if one of the people from the inside yard forgot and didn't give the Erev, Shtei Masuras, they will both be prohibited. If both yards place their Erev together in one place, in the outer yard, and one forgot to give the Erev, whether it was from the inside one, whether it was from the outside one, he did not participate with the Erev, both yards are prohibited to carry. If both of these yards belong to individual people, that in every yard only one person lived, and Tzrichon Arev, then they don't have to make an Erev together. You don't have to make an Erev. Says the Bartanura, the first case of the Mishnah, that Shokach Echad Min Apnimis, one of the inner ones forgot. I mean, that's the second case of the Mishnah. If the first, in the first case where the Chitzoyna forgot, so the Pnimis doesn't affect the Pnimis, the Chitzoyna remains also. But if Min Apnimis Velo Yidev, so then they're both also. Now the Pnimis regular Asura. It's like the Tanakama, that the Pnimis is a regular Asura, and then it's Iseres, it asers the outer ones. What happens if Nosnu Irum Mokam Echad? That is talking about that they both of the front and the back yards, they made an Erev together. They gave the Erev in the outer one. And he calls it one place, the outer one, he calls it, because that's the spot where both of them use as one. So we want to describe putting it in the outer one, he says, puts it in the outer one. And even if one of the outer one forgotten didn't make an Erev, they'll both be prohibited. For the inner one is also prohibited to carry in its yard, because it cannot separate itself, move itself from the outer one, and to use by itself, because their Erev is not by it, the Erev they put in the outer one, that is Nostu Bevaka Mechad in the Chitzoyna. That Erev that is permissible is bechotzer, that permits it in its chotzer, they left by the outer one. But what would be the din? Avol nosnu ha'erev bipnimis, if they gave the Erev in the inner one. So the chitzoyna mitasro bishkishicha. So the outer one will be prohibited by forgetting the pnimis, if the inner one forgot. But upinimis, but the inner one, lemitasra, will not become prohibited of carrying b'shikha to chitzoyna by the forgetting of the outer ones. The achado lidasha umishtamsha. To look up in the Gemara the taich of this, but the exact taich. But it means because they have one erev in the erev is laying with them in their chotzer, in the inner chotzer, and therefore they can use it together. If they belong to individuals, in the inner one there's only one, there's only one house, and so they don't have to make an error one to another because of the fact that he goes through there. Since he's alone in the inner one, then he's considered regular moteris, doesn't need an error over there, and that doesn't prohibit. This Mishnah, the nameless Mishnah over here, is like the Tanakam before. The Sava Regal Hamuteres Eino Seres, who holds that a regal that is Muteres does not prohibit with the Drissa Regal that it has to go through the outer yard. This concludes the sixth chapter in the Masechta Eruvin.